Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and you can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about how the U.S. has evidently come up with U.S. COVID violation scores, and they've been assigning these to people. I'm not entirely sure, because we didn't discuss it very much, what this means, Bonnie, but I can surmise that it basically means that the U.S. government has sort of a social credit thing that it's applying for people who have violated or are known to have violated some sort of COVID-19 restriction, like not wearing a mask or not being vaccinated or not refusing to social distance, these sorts of things.
I'm not sure if it was the U.S. government compiling those scores, but they definitely needed information from the U.S. government, like voting analytics. But we'll get into it. I'm not sure if it was the U.S. government's actual scores.
So some other third party that was working with the government in order to do this. We're going to be talking about that. Also, a lot of strangely religious stuff in the news today. And with it being Wednesday night, I figured it would be a good night to bring in some of this stuff. Like Putin, that's the Russian president or whatever they call him over there, has been appointed as the chief exorcist of Russia. Because they're no longer just denazifying Ukraine. They're de-Satanizing Ukraine.
He has time for that? Like, he is supposed to be like the head of the military and the president or whatever they call it over there, and he can go around doing exorcisms?
Well, they're repainting, from what I can gather, they're repainting the war in Ukraine as an act of exorcism to exterminate the Satan in Ukraine. So let's start with that, because it's all very confusing, and I saw this, I was like, good Lord, what? And Putin has been appointed, this is according to Newsweek, Putin has been appointed the chief exorcist as the Kremlin whips up a satanic panic. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been named the chief exorcist by the head of the country's Orthodox Church as the Kremlin seeks to redefine the goals of its invasion of Ukraine. And I don't know how Russia and the Orthodox Church works. I would speculate the Orthodox Church is probably the official state religion of Russia. I'm not entirely sure. And that it's like the official church that would sanction Putin and declare that he is the head exorcist or whatever.
I really don't know either, but I know that my parents, since they adopted a Ukrainian boy, they said that his mom was Eastern Orthodox, and I thought that that meant it was the Ukrainian religion as well. Or, like, majority. I know she speaks Russian and is from Kharkiv, so.
Your parents adopted a Ukrainian?
Yeah, like months before the war happened.
Okay.
Like a few months before.
Wild. Putin, when he invaded the neighboring country on February the 24th, used the term denazification, saying that his goal was the goal of the so-called special military operation. He said that denazification was the goal of the so-called special military operation, but now his Security Council is shifting to the phrase de-Satanization.
Wow.
Alexei.
Well, I mean, isn't there enough proof that there's Nazis there that he didn't really have to shift? That's a little strange.
Well, I don't know why they're doing this. Evidently, though, it's not just the Russian church saying, yes, we are also battling, you know, because I would expect that sort of shenanigans from a nation. I would expect, you know, its religious institutions to get behind us, government, say, you know, we're not just fighting this against the Nazis. We're fighting against the devil over there, because churches did this sort of thing in regard to the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq. Americans weren't just fighting for freedom and for democracy. They were fighting against the devil over there in the Middle East.
The Muslims.
Yeah. Alexei, so I wouldn't be surprised to hear that coming from Russia as well, but it's not just the Russian church that is doing this. The Russian parliament evidently is getting involved and saying, yes, we are desatanizing Ukraine. Alexei Pavlov, Assistant Secretary of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, is now calling for the desatanization of Ukraine. So this isn't just the church. It's someone, the Secretary of the Security Council, whatever the hell that means. I don't know how their government is set up, and I don't really care. Saying that there were hundreds of sects of Satanism in the country where citizens have abandoned Orthodox values. So that's one of the root causes of the invasion, this guy would have you believe, is that they've turned from God and have become devil worshippers over there in Ukraine.
Why is this just now being released? Like, haven't Russian forces been in Ukraine long enough? They could have figured this out by now. And it just seems strange that it's like, okay, almost a year in, we just found out there's a bunch of Satanists over there, too.
I suspect that, you know, I don't know, but my guess would be, having, you know, watched world politics for a while now, the Russian government is losing control of they're losing the propaganda war, and people in Russia are beginning to turn against the war in Ukraine. That would be my guess. And that they're bringing this out now as a way of bringing the Russian people back on board with the war, saying, look, you know, they're Satanists over there. We've got to do, they're Nazi Satanists over there.
Maybe Nazi wasn't powerful enough. Maybe they have a bunch of Nazis in Russia. So they were like, okay, we got to get something even worse. Yeah, and so that makes a lot of sense. New manipulation tactic.
I believe that with the continuation of the special military operation, it becomes more and more urgent to carry out the desatanization of Ukraine, said Pavlov, according to the state-run news agency TASS. Using internet manipulation and psychotechnologies, the new regime turned Ukraine from a sovereign state to a totalitarian hypersect, said Pavlov, saying that evidently the Ukrainian government is also Satanist. The Russian politician added that in Ukraine there are hundreds of sects sharpened for a specific goal and flock. Pavlov said he is particularly concerned about the Church of Satan, which allegedly spread across Ukraine and is one of the official registered religions in the United States. He's not wrong on that note.
I actually have seen this one symbol that a lot of people freak out about on some Ukrainians' outfits that soldiers wear, that's like a black sun, and apparently that's like a Satanist symbol. Maybe you would know, Ari, I don't know.
I would have to see the image. A black sun doesn't immediately come to mind as a satanic symbol, but you know, I haven't seen exactly what it is they're referring to, so
I think it's supposed to be a specific sect, and I just read this quickly on the internet. It's not like something I know for sure is fact.
And there's all sorts of sects of Satanism. I mean, here in the United States, we don't just have the Church of Satan as one of the officially registered religions, which is true. We also have the Satanic Temple, which is yet another, and of course, there's the Reformed Satanic Church, which refused to register with the United States government. There's all sorts of
Wait, just the Reformed Satanic Church or the Satanic Temple didn't register with the United States government?
I'm pretty sure the Satanic Temple also registered with the U.S. government.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100% sure, because they do tend to be closer to the ideas of Satanism than the Church of Satan. And it doesn't make sense for a satanic institution to register with the state, but that's the Church of Satan for you. Pavlov said he sees manifestations of Satanism in calls to kill Russians and that these are welcomed at the state level. Well, you are fighting a war against Ukraine. You did sort of invade them, so I would expect the Ukrainians to make calls to kill Russians. Whether rightly or wrongly, they are being invaded by Russians. So I'm not terribly surprised to hear them calling for the death of Russians. He also said that the Kiev government is forcing citizens to abandon Orthodox values and is working to reformat the minds of Ukrainian citizens to force them to abandon centuries-old traditions, to ban the true values that the Orthodox faith, Islam, and Judaism carry.
It wouldn't shock me, since he's forcing them to abandon speaking Russian.
It wouldn't surprise me either. I mean, there's nothing a government can do that would legitimately surprise me other than annihilating itself and choosing to cease to exist and disbanding itself. That would surprise me.
Yeah.
But as far as methods of oppression and what governments are doing to turn their people against one another and against people in other nations, there's nothing they can do that would surprise me, because that's what these governments do. They do turn people against one another. They operate in selling hatred, and they're very, very good at it. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in about whether or not there are Nazis and Satanists in Ukraine, that's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
live, and you are invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. With you tonight is Aria and Bonnie. And as the resident Satanist of Free Talk Live, I just want to say that Satanists, in order to stay true to the ideas that are represented in the seven tenets of Satanism, which despite regularly violating these tenets, the Church of Satan has actually, they still support them. Yeah, it's that sort of hypocrisy that you expect to find in organized religions, because the Church of Satan, for better or worse, it operates more like an organized version of Satanism than it should. However, the idea of war is deplorable under the seven tenets of Satanism. It's one's will, one's body is inviolable, subject to one's will alone. That's I think it's the very first of the satanic tenets. And if someone kills you, they have violated your body and your bodily rights.
Am I wrong that don't be stupid is also one of them? Or is that just Anton LaVey's?
It's not one of the satanic tenets. It's good advice.
Yeah.
And it is found, I don't want to say in the satanic Bible, because it's not. But there is something in there about don't be stupid. Like, sort of how you have the Ten Commandments in the book of Exodus in the Bible, but then you have Leviticus, or Deuteronomy, one of the two, that was just, like, filled with 400 and something laws.
Yeah, both of those have a whole bunch of laws that are, like, impossible to actually follow.
Yeah, it's sort of like that, whereas you have the seven tenets of Satanism, which would be the Ten Commandments, so to speak, and you have the expansions of those, which would be Deuteronomy and Leviticus, and that would be where you find don't be stupid and stuff like that.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's generally good advice that you find within the seven tenets of Satanism, and it's very libertarian when you read it, and you read it and you go, well, I don't know how there could possibly be any confusion. You cannot possibly support the state and the seven tenets simultaneously. But then you have the Church of Satan that actively does these things. And
Sounds like it needed to be reformed.
It did. And they sort of, they never recognize this or acknowledge this, just like you wouldn't expect your average Christian church to recognize their own hypocrisy and their own violations of their teachings, which they do regularly. We have Christians all throughout the United States that are pro-war. And I can't imagine anything more antithetical to the concept of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as war.
And do unto others.
Yes, that was the most important thing he ever said, which, by the way, wasn't an original thought. You can trace that idea all the way back to Confucius and probably further than that, but it's a great idea.
Karma.
The golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That doesn't mean if you're okay with someone killing you, because I realize that a lot of people would try to make that loophole. They'll say, well, I'm okay with killing people in war because if I were to die in a war, I would be okay with that. That's not really the spirit of what this message means.
Sounds like mental illness to me.
It does sound like mental illness. But, I mean, that's sort of what organized religion entails, is a sort of mental gymnastics and mental illness that operates in mass. I mean, when I first came out as trans, I was in the South, so I had a lot of Christians come out to me and be like, oh, you're mentally ill, you need Jesus, you need to be saved. I'm like, look, I don't need to be told I'm mentally ill by someone who worships a magical daddy who lives in the clouds.
Yeah.
I mean, on the scale of mental illness here, you're ranking way higher up there than I am, because every single day you're praying to your imaginary friend.
But that's like traditional mental illness, right? So it's like, well, we've been mentally ill in this fashion for, you know, centuries. So that makes it okay. That makes it normal.
It does make it normal, but that doesn't make it any less crazy, in my opinion. I mean, just because 90% of the world is convinced that the emperor is wearing clothes, meanwhile the emperor is running around fully naked, I don't think I'm crazy to go, hey guys, the internet's naked. I mean, the internet. The emperor is naked. And I don't think they're not crazy for operating under the belief that the emperor is wearing clothes.
And another part that makes Christians really crazy is just like, if you poke apart any part of their Bible, like, hey, this might not be original because it wasn't in any of these texts until like hundreds of years after Jesus died or whatever, they automatically have these built-in answers that have been given to them, and they'll be like, well, this is it because it has to be the inerrant word of God, or God isn't powerful enough to let his Bible not get messed up, and they can't handle that.
My favorite one was a thought I had a few days ago where I realized that this idea of Caesar and Pilate and just the Jews and the priests and all of these people arresting Jesus for basically being a traitor. That was ultimately the charge against Jesus Christ, is that he was a traitor to the Roman Empire. He wanted to become the king and of the Jews and all this other stuff, and that made him a traitor. The idea that they would arrest him and kill him, but not his 12 co-conspirators, is so laughably not the way the state would have done it. If this was a true story, all 12 of the disciples would also have been arrested, most of them killed on the spot, but all of them ultimately tortured and killed for being traitors.
I don't know, because I could see it if they told them, like, either you deny him or you get crucified as well. I could kind of see that happening, because a lot of people would be like, okay, I deny him, and like that's supposedly the story.
Well,
but
Peter did deny him three times, but it wasn't because the Roman Empire said to him, hey, are you with this guy or against him?
When it was people on the street.
Yeah, when they came to arrest Jesus, they were in the Garden of Gethsemane, and they were all together there in their little co-conspiracy. Like there's the Crypto Six over there, guys. They're hanging out there in that meeting or whatever. And of course, that never happened with the Crypto Six. But in the story of Jesus, you did have Jesus and these 12 disciples hanging out, talking about conspiratorial things. And the Romans came in and arrested Jesus, but none of the other 12? That doesn't mesh with any of my understanding of how kings and emperors have operated throughout the eons. They would have arrested all 12 of them, and they would have killed all 12 of them. Jesus would have just been the main one they killed and that they paraded about. Hey, here's your king, guys. But, you know, that's his own matter. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so, though. Anyway, we're talking about how Satanism exists in Ukraine, according to Putin. He's been appointed, Nikki, I don't think you were here for this. President Putin has been appointed by the Russian church as the chief exorcist.
What?
Oh, I never really got my question answered about that. Does that mean just strictly exorcising Ukraine of Satanism, or is he going to start exorcising individuals?
It doesn't say, but I don't think he's going to be going around performing exorcisms in the way of, like, the Catholic Church.
I was about to say, is he a priest? Because don't you need some sort of qualifications
Apparently, in addition to the Nazis in Ukraine, they discovered a bunch of Satanists. And Putin, by leading the charge against these Nazis and Satanists, is, by definition, in their weird little worldview, an exorcist. And, you know, Putin is now the religious hero going in and chasing out the devil from Ukraine, as well as chasing out the Nazis.
Well, I thought the war was the devil in Ukraine.
It is, but that's not how they view it. They view the war as this just action being undertaken to protect the people of Crimea and to rid Ukraine of Nazis and now Satanists. 603-283-6160, the dictatorship of the Western elites is directed against all societies, says Putin. This is a challenge to all. 603-283-6160. What do you think about this latest claim that there are Satanists in Ukraine from the Russian government? 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says his administration is taking actions to put more money in the pockets of American families. Speaking from the White House on Wednesday, Biden saying he's going to eliminate junk fees like overdraft penalties from banks and those fees you pay when you upgrade your airline tickets.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color.
The man behind the wheel in the Wisconsin parade massacre is being convicted.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Daryl E. Brooks, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide as charged in count 2 of the information.
He killed 6 people and injured over 60 others. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. You are invited to join us, share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. The 603-283-6160 with you tonight is Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And not to worry to our trolls out there on YouTube.com. You shouldn't be watching us on YouTube. You should be watching us on Odyssey. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you directly to our Odyssey page where you can bypass all of the censorship that we've been dealing with on YouTube because it's coming. I woke up a few days ago to a new channel strike on my YouTube channel. For those who aren't paying attention, I've uploaded 2 videos to my YouTube channel in the last year. Both of them were gaming streams, and they were completely legitimate, non-conspiratorial, not just totally normal gaming streams, me playing video games with some friends. However, I received a strike in early August for a video that was uploaded more than a year and a half ago. And then a few days ago...
Was it Free Talk Live?
No, it was a Shire Free Media episode. Oh. And then a few days ago, I received another strike for a video uploaded for a Free Talk Live episode that was uploaded to my channel, which puts my channel, if I acknowledge them, incidentally, at 3 strikes, which will automatically delete everything on the YouTube account. So obviously, I haven't acknowledged any of the strikes yet. I've got to wait until the first one comes off. Otherwise, the entire account gets deleted. Now, it is currently being moved over to Odyssey, which I thought had already been done. And it may have already been, and there's some weird back issue, back end issues going on. I'm not entirely sure. But don't worry to our trolls over there on YouTube. We're going to talk about Ian's trial when it's ongoing. It's stupid to suggest that we're not. That's what they're freaking out about tonight.
That's weird.
Yeah, they're weird, right? That's all they have to do. This is their life. They live for this. This is their job.
Yeah, Ian may not be able to, like, talk freely about it, maybe, but that doesn't mean the other hosts who aren't under any federal indictments won't be able to.
Yeah, plenty of people will be talking about it. And
it's not something that has been tried to be hidden on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we won't be able to cover it live for obvious reasons, but I mean, I'm sure there'll be a daily recap of things that happened during the trial and stuff like that. It's silly to suggest otherwise.
And the fact that there are people literally, like, wanting this information and they're part of the public and it can't be televised is really messed up.
Well, we looked into this, this idea of televising trials, and I kind of have to agree with the overall consensus that if you televise a trial, you are pretty much ensuring that the defendants are not going to get a fair trial. I don't remember all of the reasoning that I read then, but there were a lot of pros, a lot of reasons for it, a lot of reasons to be against it. And overwhelmingly, judges had decided that it wasn't a matter of preventing the public from knowing anything. It was just, it made people look guilty to have the cameras pointed at them and to have the spotlight put on them to that degree or something to that effect, and it made juries predisposed to think that the person was guilty. I don't recall all of the reasoning, but well, it seems solid enough to me to just not be worth the risk.
I didn't even necessarily mean televised, but recorded at all.
What?
Like, there can't be, like, someone's friend in the pews, yeah, recording?
What screwed up is that they are recorded. But only the court.
Just not
gets,
for you.
Yeah, only the court gets to have those records, right? If you want an actual record of it, you have to rely on what the stenographer has typed out. And I'm curious about how stenographers work because I type really, really quickly, somewhere around the lines of between 90 and 110 words per minute, depending on how out of practice I am. But there's no way I can keep up with a person's speech. So I imagine that being a stenographer is some combination of being a very fast typer and being very, very adept at shorthand. But I don't know because I never looked into it. But it's like, are they just omitting vowels and then going back later and filling
yeah,
all
like
of those
shorthand
in?
Yeah, or something.
I don't know what they're doing, but it's not as reliable as being able to actually hear the audio. And all of that would be fantastic.
The
right?
last hearing we went to, I don't remember which one it was, regarding the Crypto 6, where I was just trying to write down as much as possible. I literally got like a hand cramp. That's never happened to me in my life. I had to pass it to Alu to try.
And that's another issue, right? No one can handwrite as fast as they can type. But you can't take in any device unless you're an attorney and you have their special little permission badge. And even if you're an attorney, you have to be careful about what you take in. But you can't just take in a laptop and be like, hey, look, it doesn't even have a wireless card. And try to take in a typewriter.
Yeah.
Why can't you take in a typewriter? Other than the fact that it's loud and it's
noisy.
I'm going
to try to.
If I could take in my phone,
how it goes.
I could write pretty freaking fast on my phone and I would do way better than I can do handwriting, and it's not fair.
It isn't fair, and I don't have a good solution for it other than, you know, I don't see why people can't bring in audio recording devices. To me, that seems obvious, right? What is going on in the courts that they are afraid of people recording and then releasing to the public? It's like anything that's said here, we're just providing. If you're not saying anything messed up, then all of the audio recordings, all they'll do is prove that you didn't say anything messed up, right?
Right.
But that's not the way things work in Western society. According to Putin, the way things work in Western society is outright Satanism. The dictatorship of the Western elites is directed against all societies, including the peoples of the Western countries themselves. This is a challenge to us all, Putin said, which I sort of like in that if there was an evil entity that was trying to control the world, including us, the Western people.
Wait, are you talking about the government?
Well, yes, there's obviously a government, but if there was a dictatorship of the Western elites directed against all societies, including the peoples of the Western countries themselves, I would want there to be some heroic figure on the outside that was working to liberate us from that dictatorship of the Western elites.
I just don't know if that's Putin.
It's not Putin. There's no doubt it's not Putin. But the idea is sound, right? And I understand why he would want to paint himself that way, especially to an ultra-divisive America where there are plenty of people who are convinced that the Western elites, the college elites, that's the only mistake Putin is really making here, is that he's like, hey, those college liberal elites you have over there that are corrupting your kids, I stand against them. If he were to do that, he would probably have the conservatives ready to welcome a Russian invasion into the U.S. with open arms.
Oh, my God. If he called them groomers, yeah, it'd be all over.
Yeah,
these are like favorite word, right?
These liberal college groomers that you have over here, Russia stands against them. Russia's making homosexuality illegal, and this is what you're allowing. We will liberate you from this. I think it would be a strong message for conservatives, and I think they would like it a lot more than they're willing to admit.
Well, Russia's pretty big. They could just go there. They love that so much.
They could, but they won't do that, of course. This is a complete denial of humanity. The overthrow of faith and traditional values, indeed, the suppression of freedom itself, has taken on the features of a religion, outright Satanism. That's an interesting statement that I really wish I had more time to evaluate.
It's shocking coming from a government. The suppression of freedoms that has taken on a systematic design, almost like a religion. Okay, you too, Putin.
Yeah, right.
I also want to know his definition of Satanism. Like, what does that mean to him? What is Satanism?
Well, Putin is almost, I would speculate that Putin is almost certainly an atheist, and as most people of his ilk are, and he's probably just exploiting people's religious tendencies for his own benefit.
Yeah, is he really Eastern Orthodox or whatever?
I mean, probably not, but Trump isn't a Catholic either, and neither is Biden, probably, or any of these other presidents. But, you know, they know how to exploit people's religious feelings. That's all they're doing here, is they're saying, hey, look, these people are the devil, and we stand against them, and what they're doing here is anti-freedom. It's very peculiar. It's smart on Putin's behalf. Since then, the term has been used more frequently on Russian state TV, while Putin's ally, Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov, has branded the conflict as a holy war against Satanism. On Tuesday, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church called Putin a fighter against the Antichrist.
Oh my God.
And chief exorcist, according to a local news outlet. So
this has to be a joke.
You would think so, but it doesn't seem to be.
Is this satire?
It's coming from MSN. I mean, that doesn't mean a whole lot these days.
Right.
But it doesn't seem to be satire. It seems that the Russian military or the Russian government is like, hey, there's Satanists over there, and we're fighting against the Antichrist.
Can you exorcise demons with war and death?
That's a good question. They seem to think so. 603-283-6160. What do you think? Can you exorcise demons with fire and brimstone? It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to get that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And I'm going to tell you about Bitcoin.com. If you're excited about cryptocurrency, head on over there. Don't just buy it, first learn about it. You can do that at Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Just take a few minutes out of your day to learn about it. It just takes a they have a number of really short videos there. You can watch as much or as little as you want, but you should at least learn the basics before you get into cryptocurrency. Don't be one of these people who just dives into it, buys a bunch of Bitcoin, and then panic sells when it starts plummeting. Learn about it, learn about why it's important, and stand behind it ideologically. That's Bitcoin.com, and if you do already know about it, go stay up to date on all of the news and headlines at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines relevant to you. Now, Bonnie, coming up, we're going to be talking about this really interesting article I have about the 10 most unsafe and 10 most safe, 10 safest and 10 unsafest, I guess, states in the United States.
Ooh, I like this one.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. But first, U.S. COVID violation scores is what you've brought in. And this is, I'm surprised we didn't see more of this, right, with institutions and governments.
Tracking, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah.
So is this our
contact tracing?
Well, I don't know. I wish that they were assigning report cards for this, because I'd like to see how New Hampshire did and how Mississippi did and how Texas did and how California did. But really, they won't do a report card, because that would reveal that there's no correlation between the number of sick and the number of dead and the number of COVID-19 violations or pandemic restriction or government restriction violations. There would be no correlation whatsoever.
And let me tell you, if they call my mom into a parent-teacher conference for my COVID report card, they will not like what she has to say, because she is on my side. So, just throwing that out there.
Well, this one was apparently tracking U.S. citizens in secret, so they probably wouldn't want to send out scores. This from Zero Hedge. Were U.S. citizens tracked via secret COVID decree violation scores? Tens of millions of U.S. citizens were given a COVID-19 decree violation score as a result of a data harvesting program conducted during the first lockdown by voter analytics from PredictWise.
What? There were multiple lockdowns? In the U.S.? I mean, well, here in New Hampshire, there was only like the one, and it was really brief.
Well, yeah, in other places, they kind of locked down, lightened up, locked down again, but they were really always locked down.
Yeah, they never fully, yeah, I've never heard it called that the first lockdown until just now.
Well, that New Hampshire handled it in a very weird way. There was the lockdown where they closed everything and all of the restaurants that couldn't have indoor seating, and that lasted for about 3 weeks, I think. It did not last very long. And then they opened up the indoor seating, but only at reduced capacity or something like that. And then a few weeks later, it was just altogether lifted.
And then they were going to have people give their phone numbers and names every time they came into a restaurant. That was so weird. I forgot about that until just now.
They did attempt that. Well,
everybody was just like giving fake names.
Yeah, no one did it.
Yeah.
I almost exclusively eat out, and I never had a single restaurant ask me for my name and phone number.
I never give my real phone number. Like, even when I go to visit my grandma in the nursing home, my phone number is 000000000000.
I give out my real phone number generally to restaurants, but it's through automated systems that, you know, so they can track me as a customer or whatever.
Yeah,
not so
points
they can,
or whatever.
Yeah, not so they can, or they can call me if there's something wrong with my order.
Yeah, I don't even know what they were doing with those. And it seems to be,
if there was an outbreak.
Hmm.
Or if one of the staff, or if they found out that someone got COVID, they could contact everybody in theory.
I just thought my name was like Whitney Houston the one time that they asked, and it was at the Olive Garden in Nashua.
Like, so random.
Yeah, I never had anyone ask, thankfully. So they did attempt that. You're right. I had forgotten about that as well. But it failed horrifically here in New Hampshire. Thank goodness.
Well, these COVID-19 decree violation scores were calculated by analyzing nearly 2 billion global positioning system pings, GPS, to get real-time, ultra-granular locations patterns. People who were on the go more often than their neighbors were given a high COVID-19 decree violation score, while those who mostly or always stayed at home were given a low COVID-19 decree violation score, writes Reclaim the Net's Tom Parker.
So what I want to know is, since I was working as a nurse during the pandemic, so would I get a bad score on my report card because I was literally working?
It sounds like you would.
That's what I was wondering, too, because when I first read this, I was wondering the same thing because I was doing Uber Eats. Like, yeah. I was the only person in downtown San Antonio driving around, and I was just doing a job.
I'll have you know that I was a hero.
Yeah.
I was an essential worker. I was keeping America safe. How dare they say that I was violating COVID restrictions when I was risking my life out there serving people food. Tragic. I was a hero.
You were rewarded with getting to tell people that they had to wear a mask.
I didn't do that.
Oh.
Some people did. I wasn't going to do that crap. I mean,
oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, there were plenty of people who did, but, like, I would just ignore it and pretend like I didn't notice because it wasn't worth it to me. Obviously, I'm being facetious. I was not a hero. All I did was, you know, do a job during the pandemic, which if you looked around, you would not have noticed there was a pandemic at all if it wasn't for the government lockdowns. That was the only clue any of us had in our day-to-day lives that there was a pandemic at all. As far as people being sick or anything like that, we never saw it.
I mean, I saw a little bit of it when I was in the nursing home, but it didn't seem very genuine, you know what I mean? Like, it seemed like these people were poisoned.
Well, weren't they being given remdesivir in your nursing
home? Yeah, well, and they were fine. Everything was fine. And then the state came in and they were like, oh no, we can't keep people in their same rooms. Because what we were going to do is just, you know, if somebody got COVID, isolate them in their room. Don't move them around. Just isolate them in the room they're already in. Makes sense. No. They had to be moved all around the facility. Red zones, green zones, yellow zones, all of these weird things that might sound like they make sense on paper. But if you actually work in healthcare or, you know, in any sort of industry, like actually on the floor, and you had any common sense, you would know that that's not going to work and that it makes no sense. And it gave everyone COVID.
At least yours made sense on paper, man. The nonsense that we were seeing was stuff like you had to wear a mask if you were moving from one table to the other or if you were going to the bathroom from your table. But once you entered or if you were sitting at the bar or if you were sitting at the table, then you did not have to wear a mask. Even if you were sitting right there beside the well, like where the line of people came up to get their drinks, you didn't have to wear a mask. All of those people did, but because you were, see, COVID only attacked people who were standing up.
Well, and it's just for looks, right? No one actually cared. It was just like, well, you know, we kind of have to abide by these government regulations so our businesses don't get shut down.
Right.
And this is the way we're going to pretend that we are doing something.
That we care.
You know, we're going to wipe the tables down a little bit extra. More bleach.
Is that all they did? They tracked people's GPS locations here? Because that's, I understand why that would seem reliable, but you have people like Nikki who are like literally working as nurses that, you know, not out there violating COVID violations. Just,
and I'm crossing state borders.
You're super bad. That's terrible, Nikki.
It says PredictWise, which is one word, it's the name of some company, understood that there were potential pockets of voters to target with COVID-19 messaging and turned high-dimensional data covering over 100 million Americans into measures of adherence to COVID-19 restrictions during deep lockdown. And it says here that they were helping Democrats target over 350,000 COVID-concerned Republicans. So I'm a Republican, but I'm actually kind of scared of this virus. I don't like how these Republicans are handling it. The Democrats were able to use the scores these people were getting to
reach out to those.
I hate everything about that.
Yeah, it's exploiting fear.
Well, and it's just like the way they're tracking people and using this data, it just feels very invasive.
Well, I mean, that's GPS tracking in general, right? And I wish more people understood that, but yeah, your phone is constantly telling Google where you're at, and Google is making a huge log of that, and it will pseudo-anonymize that data as best as it can, but it'll turn it over to essentially anyone, or any third-party application that requests it.
Like a candidate for some Senate or whatever. It says this information was used to help identify 40,000 persuasion targets for Senate candidate Mark Kelly, who was subsequently elected.
Ah, so
those
yeah.
swing voters
and exploiting their fear in order to get them to vote for your guy. I gotta admit, that's clever. But you know, ultimately what we've seen from all of this is that the people who proposed the lockdowns, the people who supported the lockdowns, they were wrong. The people who,
they'll never admit it,
the people who fired people for not getting the vaccine, for chastised them, they were wrong. 603-283-6160, and you're right, they're never going to say they're sorry. When we get back, we're going to talk about that.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.